Back in KMCH Sports Zone, we turn to West Delaware boys basketball now. Head coach Max Stoltz, his team is off to a 2-1 start. As last week, we talked about the loss to Western Mukes. Since then, two W's for the Hawks. 54-50 on Friday in Van Horn, taking down the Benton Community Bobcats. And then last night, a 13-point victory over Williamsburg. We'll get to that when we start on Friday night, Coach. First road trip for these kids together, besides that scrimmage to Maquoketa Valley, and took down Benton Community. You had a battle back late in that game, but able to get that four-point win. A good confidence boost for your kids on the road in your first WOMAC game.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you're talking about a lot of firsts. A lot of first road games for these guys, a lot of firsts for just them fighting all the way back and coming back down, being down, I think, 9 at one point with 6 minutes left. And, so they're just kind of experiencing all those things. So I just love the way that they're playing together. They're hustling. They're doing it all together, and nobody's trying to take the lead and do it on their own. I think if they continue to play as a group, there's going to be a couple games on the stretch that we're going to win just because of that reason.
That's a good point, and it's shown the first few games here. You don't have a real main star. You have a guy that's going to step up each night and help out, and when others are not there, you have guys ready to perform. Paul Beswick was the man on Friday night, as he had a solid double-double, and then last night it was Keaton Emerson. But it's good to have that balance. Last night, just looking at it, 14-10, 18, 5-4, 2-1-4. So a pretty good balance. You can't complain too much about that.
No, not at all. And the best part is the guys, when they're playing together, they don't care who it is, mm-hmm. right? They just want to win. They have really bought into the fact of just whatever it's going to take for us to win, and whoever's night is going to be is – is good for the team, right? So they're really bought into that team mentality. And it is just exciting to see some of these kids, as they continue to learn, continue to play together, just see them come out of their shell and start to see, we can get this from this person or we can get this from that person, and, just kind of keep messing with things to see how deep we can go into our bench here.
And last night, Mother Nature impacted a tad, but the only coverage area game to get in the area last night, that early start time, the kids adjusted and played it off like it was meant to be and came out, and a good start against Williamsburg, who had to take the long road trip up here, 16-9 after one quarter, up by 13 after the halftime break, so really settled in and did some nice things, and then hung on there. A little comeback by Williamsburg, did a nice job of pursuing through that.
Yeah, I think there was, as I think back through the game and watched some film today, that there was a couple moments. I think one specifically when we were up 17, there was the pivotal moment of are the guys going to step up and take it to 20 and then 25, or are we going to kind of just let them hang around? And, again, a lot of firsts this year, first time being up with a double-digit lead. They're just going to learn through it, and they've just got to learn that, going forward, we've got to continue to try to put teams away if we get them into that situation. So, I thought they responded well. Even when Williamsburg put on, a run, maybe two, the boys just stepped up and, went back to doing what they were doing that gave them the lead, and they're just going to keep learning and keep growing.
No doubt about it. As the rest of this week, you continue on with South Tama. Before we get there, we talked to Keaton in the post game last night. 18 points led the way, and free throw shooting 7 for 7. And that's a point of emphasis, I'm sure, to get better. Free throw, know your routine and stick to your routine. And I've heard Keaton is a guy that's put in a lot of time in the gym and got up a lot of shots, especially at that free throw line.
Yeah, I think I was telling you guys last night off air that I wouldn't be surprised if since last basketball season that kid hasn't shot 75,000 shots.
Wow.
So for a kid to go in and put in that much time and have a first couple first games that didn't quite break the lid off, and then have this one tonight or last night, was that was good for him. I was very excited for him because I feel like he can just relax now, and when he relaxes, we can continue to push and continue to be better. So it was. It was a big night for him, and that's why I wanted to get him in on that interview, because I know he's put in a lot of time, and it's hard not to be excited for kids that put in a lot of effort like that. So
no doubt about it, as he led the way last night, as I said, Beswick with 14, Schneiders with 10. Now your focus turns to a road trip to South Tama on Friday. And then next week, two games remaining with Marion and Mount Vernon. So the Womack grind here a little bit before the Christmas break. And you just never know what Mother Nature will bring. So just got to be ready to play, hopefully, every night when you're scheduled to.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just goes back to, you know, every day in practice has got to get 1% better, right? It could be a little thing. It could be a big thing. But you just got to keep focusing on getting better. And then, obviously, it's basketball season. It's Iowa. It's weather. It's whatever. You have to prepare like the game is going to happen. Everything's going to go as planned, right? Because if you start getting into that, well, it might get canceled because of the weather or whatever reason, right? Mm-hmm. Is when you start to slip up and maybe get into a game where you're too close or lose a game where you could have won. And so just keeping the guys focused and day to day.
Indeed. All right, Coach, good luck against the Trojans on Friday night. We'll see you next week back at home against Marion on Tuesday night. Safe travels. Have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, as always.
Yep, you as well, Swish. Thank you very much.
You bet. Max Stoltz, head coach of the West Delaware boys basketball team, here on the program or the KMCH Sports Zone right after this from KMCH Sports.